Welcome back to Incoming Discussion, the discussion show where we talk about anything and everything. This week's episode is Christmas. It's not really. It's kind of like we're recording Christmas. It's in December, though, you know.
It counts.
Yeah. We're just doing this for you guys, the fans. And
it's so cold already, dude. I hate it.
Dude, the other day, 2 weeks ago, it was -1 and I sat in a beer garden.
Yeah. You have a problem. Don't. Why would you sit outside voluntarily?
No, it was. I went to go. I got invited out on a Friday, and I was like humming and hawing. Like, do I go? Don't really know. My mate. I was like, you know what? I'll go. Don't worry. I'm all good.
Yeah.
And we went there. It's so hot inside. I was like, oh, I just need to go outside and vape. And then when you're outside, it's absolutely freezing.
Of course it is.
It was so bad. I was talking to people. You know when you just get weird, like, beer garden conversations with random people?
No, I don't go outside.
Oh, well, every time I go out, I seem to just find weird people to have conversations with.
Yeah, you're in, like, the little smoking group. Like, you'll vape and smoke outside. I miss out on those conversations.
Oh, dude, no. Even people that weren't smoking were there. Like,
okay, chill. Fair enough. Like, right, we're already going off on a tangent away from Christmas.
Yeah, but that's what this show is. It's just massive tangents that somehow lead back to the actual subject matter.
Right, so where do you want to start with Christmas? Do you want to start with, like, favorite TV shows or favorite movies from around Christmas?
Right, I've got a controversial opinion.
Oh, God.
Right, nah, it always happens. And this one's 100% genuine.
Say Die Hard.
I cannot stress this enough. Hard, I do not like Elf at all. Elf.
To be fair, I only watched Elf for the first time like a few years back now. It's all right.
It's just, I've seen it like 100 times.
I think it's the thing, isn't it? So when you watch something over and over or too consistently, you just get bored of watching it.
Yeah, I mean, I used to know a girl, and as soon as it hit like November, it'd be like, that's Elf time. And it's like, no, it's November. It's not Elf time. I've probably seen it about 100 times, maybe less.
We know people that it just has to hit June and they're like, yeah, it's almost Christmas. It's almost Christmas.
Yeah, but Christmas is one of those weird things because about, like, I think it's only 2 weeks away now, isn't it?
Yeah, a couple of weeks. Yeah, not far.
Like, I was still just sat at the work the other day. So I was like, oh my God, it's 6 weeks to Christmas. Oh, fuck off, is it? Jesus Christ.
You're like, no, I'm not ready yet.
There's only one Christmas film, though, diverting back, that I am willing to watch, and it's Muppets Christmas Carol.
Oh, that's such a good movie.
It is a banger of a film. The Muppets in general, I don't know about the newer films, that's a bit... But the old ones. Do you ever watch the one where Gonzo, like, he's all like, I don't belong here and stuff. And then you find out he's an alien.
Yeah.
Dude, what a film.
I think mine is, it's going to be a bit like in between, but Nightmare Before Christmas.
No, that's
it's
a good film.
It, man. I love all
that.
The music from it. I love it. It's so good.
Did you ever play the game?
Oh, Oogie's Revenge on the PS2?
Yeah.
I never played it. How is it good? Is it weird, good, bad?
Yeah,
bad,
it was good. It was just weird.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
I feel like with the Xbox, original Xbox and the PS2, the people were just coming out of random games.
There's a lot of, like, filler, let's say.
I was looking the other day, and I think it was Burger King used to hand out a free game with... Happy Meals and stuff.
Oh, God.
And you play as the Burger King King.
Oh, Lord.
You run around, you got to, like, do, like, espionage, sabotage.
No,
I was like, what is this game?
No, God.
Yeah, why is this a thing? Apparently it was really popular.
So they always do, like, here in the UK anyway, they always do the stupid, like, soap Christmas specials.
Oh, no, dude, they're amazing.
My problem with soaps is they're so bad. They're so bad.
Yeah, the soap operas are so
and then,
bad.
Like,
but
the Christmas specials,
so about...
they go fully, like, overboard.
I remember watching like the last 10 minutes of one. It's probably back like 13.
You're gonna name it. You're gonna name and shame, is it? EastEnders or something?
I think it was EastEnders. 100%. EastEnders. It was like something was going mad in it, and then someone murders someone, and I'm like,
of course they do, Sam. It's a Christmas special, and someone needs to be murdered.
Now, the best Christmas. All right, I'm going to put this one out here. Call the Midwife Christmas specials. So
I've never seen Call the Midwife.
It's just a good show. It's not like a strict drama. It's kind of like, I think it's like 1940s, 1950s. Okay. But it's just about a bunch of midwives in like this small little bit of London.
Where? I mean,
and like one Christmas special, there's a bare bunch of little Chinese kids.
I mean, you're not really selling it to me.
No, it's good. It's like some of it's like, oh my God, what's going on here? Like,
so it's a recommended watch.
Because, you know, like back in the 50s, like, yeah. Okay. I mean, I've only ever watched the Christmas special, so I'm not really.
So just watch Christmas specials and you'll be pretty safe.
Yeah. I mean, if you just watch Christmas specials, I don't think there's a bad Christmas special.
Right, so I don't think we can talk about Christmas without talking about Christmas food.
No, we've missed something really important here.
What have we?
The Doctor Who Christmas specials.
I don't like Doctor Who. I thought we could skip past it.
I thought that would be like right up your alley.
I used to really like the old Doctor Who. I've not really given. I wouldn't say I've given it a chance.
How old are we talking? Are we talking like?
It was the one when they were like rerunning. They used to rerun them in the 90s. So I assume the original airing was pre-90s. I'm not sure. It was like some dude had grey hair and like a rainbow scarf.
Oh, dude, that dude. Yeah, he's sick. Like, the old ones are like timeless classics. The new ones.
I've not really given them the best chance.
There's one episode that, like, if someone was like, yo, can you recommend a Doctor Who episode? Yeah. I'll be like, right, season one, Christopher Eccleston, right? He goes back into Blitz London,
cool.
Like 1945 war. And so this is the thing I don't understand about Doctor Who. He just turns up at these places. Like, does the TARDIS take him there, the little time box? Does it just, like, sense danger and it's like, oh, I'll bring you here? Or does he make danger?
You're just meant to assume rather than them telling you.
I don't know. I think it's probably been mentioned, but I'm just like, I'm not that much into it that I can be like, oh, yeah. Don't worry. This is what happens. But anyway, so he's in the Blitz, World War II. Right. And he like finds this group of people that when all the bombing's going on and stuff like that, that it's like some woman and a bunch of kids going into houses and eating people's dinners and like stealing from them.
Okay.
And then Doctor Who's kind of like, yeah, whatever, like, nothing bad's going on. And then there's just this kid in a gas mask.
Oh, my God.
And he just appears out of nowhere constantly, and he's, like, chasing these people.
That's a horror.
Yeah, it is. No, like, it was a horror episode. I remember going to bed that night and going, oh, nah.
Oh,
I need to know what happens, because it's one of those that I was like, I can't sleep until I know what happens with this kid, because that is, like...
is going to haunt
mental.
God. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, not bad, isn't it? It was a bad episode. It was just like, oh my God, what the fuck is going on here?
You seen the Sarah Jane Chronicles?
No.
Yeah, see, I watched that. That's all right.
Kind of weird. I don't know. I think the last good Doctor... was Matt Smith.
Okay.
I stopped watching after him, but he had like a really, they all have really sad endings.
So you've been quite up on the Christmas specials. Have you got any other Christmas specials?
See, I don't like the American Christmas specials, like Community or...
No, I think...
I don't think Sonny's done it yet.
Has Sonny done a Christmas special? I don't think so.
Oh, no, they've had the one like where they're talking about different Christmases, Mac and Charlie.
Okay.
And you find out like Mac's family used to break into other people's homes at Christmas.
Oh, yeah, and his dad's like just videoing it.
Yeah, then Charlie's mum was a prostitute. Yes. Or something like
that. And they're just bringing over toys for Charlie and she's taking them up.
He's like, it's all about all the Santas. And he's like, what do you mean all the Santas? Like, you sit on the couch and Santa brings you a present.
Yes. So good.
Okay, I'll take it back. That was a good Christmas episode.
Oh, God, yeah.
I'm just trying to think of like other Christmas specials in like the States.
I think they're done so often. That the American ones don't really mean that much.
I'll tell you one that did mean much. Gavin and Stacey, I think 2 years ago.
Okay. Oh, is that the special they did, wasn't that?
Yeah, after 10 years, they brought it back for one episode and they left it on like such a cliffhanger. And now I don't think they're doing anything else with it.
That's painful. They could have just kept...
No, it is.
They could have just kept doing...
It's been 2 years, bud.
They could have just kept doing Christmas specials. Like just one episode a year.
There wasn't one last year.
They could have kept milking.
But James Corden's gone massively downhill, though.
He still does that American late night show, right?
Yeah, he does. But he's like the token British guy now.
Oh, really?
He just appears. I feel
like a lot of people don't like him. Like in the States, anyway.
He just turns up. Like, new Cinderella film, they've got James Acaster.
Yeah.
I think it's Ramesh Ramachandran.
Okay.
You know, the guy with the lazy eye.
Yeah, about, yeah.
Yeah. And then they're two of the three blind mice. And then it's James Corden's the last one. And in the trailer, they like cut out the other two and it's just James Corden. It's like, no one really cares about James Corden.
Didn't he do, there was that awful like Cats movie recently.
Oh, wasn't dude, yeah, that? He did. Yeah.
People
got so badly slated
that. Oh my god, I never watched it.
It just looked weird off the bat. You just look at it and you go, I don't really want to watch that.
It's Valley thing, isn't it? It looks like dodgy, like super dodgy.
Well, it's like the modern way films are going now. Like, you just want to remake what makes money. No one's coming up with new ideas.
No, it's true.
Everything's literally just a remake of something else. Yeah, although well, they're doing like a sequel after the film's had like eight different films.
It's true. Is it? Like, so Elf was your most hated movie then?
Elf was my most hated. My best is Muppet's Christmas Carol.
Muppet's Christmas Carol, okay. I mean, they're pretty decent.
I watched a dark one the other day.
A dark one, go on, what was it?
So it was a Christmas film. It's meant to be like super lighthearted and fun. It's got Emilia Clarke in it. And that Asian dude, the one that's like up and coming.
Oh. The one that just...
He's in a fair few things. That's like, he's in Crazy Rich Asians.
Yeah. I know you're on about. I don't know what his name is, though.
I don't think anyone knows what his name is. But, so Emily Clark's on a, like, Emilia Clarke is on a downward spiral, like eating takeaways.
Okay.
Banging dudes and getting kicked out of all her accommodation. She hates her mum and stuff.
Right.
And then this like dude just keeps appearing out of nowhere. Like just like a super sweet dude just like hanging out and like being like, oh yeah, why don't you do this? And he's actually super nice to her and stuff.
Okay.
Here's the twist. Because there's always a twist.
Come to the ruin, huh?
Oh, I mean, I don't want to ruin it if you're going to see it.
I'm probably not going to see it, let's be honest.
All right. Apologies to the listeners as well. We don't need to apologize to you.
Go on.
No, we love you all, really. So, turns out she had a heart transplant. And the guy she keeps seeing, she got his heart like a year ago, and that's why she keeps seeing him.
Okay. I mean,
it's dark.
Yeah, pretty dark.
Like she goes to his, so she goes to his flat
for a seasonal movie. This is quite dark.
I know. But then she does like a Christmas. So he like used to like work, volunteer at a homeless shelter.
Right.
She goes there. She starts volunteering and starts singing for him. She's like an up and coming wannabe actress singer. Yeah. So she starts singing, raising money, and then she puts on like a Christmas show about it. And then she goes to tell this guy the good news, goes up to his flat, and there's a guy in there like, oh, you're here to view it? And she's like, no, I'm here to look for blah, blah, blah. I think his name's Tom Webster.
Right, yeah.
And then he's like, no, this flat's been vacant for months. The last owner, I think it was Webster or something. And then she has this mad flashback and he's on his bike, Piccadilly Circus. And this is a Brexit, like, not trial, protest is going on, right?
Right.
He looks left at all these protesters in front of a bus. And as he looks left, another bus comes and hits him.
Oh my God.
And then obviously he gets rushed into surgery and they're like, oh my God, he's got this. So she gets his heart.
Okay.
But then if you like think on the bigger picture, the whole film's got George Michael Christmas songs in it and other George Michael songs.
Okay.
And then what's the line of Last Christmas from Wham?
I don't, dude, come on. I have
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. Boom. Look at that. Subliminal messaging in the film.
That doesn't sound like a bad movie at all. It sounds.
It's actually really good. I did rate it.
I mean, the one I hate.
Watching someone have a mad hint, mad couple hours on screen. What's the one that you hate?
I can't stand Love Actually.
It's a bit mad. I watched it one time, and
I was just like, this movie is terrible.
I swear Keira Knightley was like 15 in it or something, and she's playing somebody who's just been married.
Yeah, it's weird, right? It's a weird movie.
Actually, let me Google that for fact checking because I don't want to be throwing out allegations here. How old was Keira Knightley?
This is where it's just like Keira Knightley wasn't in it.
No, she definitely was. Oh, 18. She's just turned 18.
When she's already meant to be married.
Yeah, well, the film starts getting married, doesn't it? Why didn't you like Love Actually?
I just find it so boring. I think my problem is it's one of those movies that I'd never seen before, and it'd just been hyped and hyped and hyped, and I thought it was like people say it's like the best Christmas movie, and then I watched it, and I was like, this isn't that good. This is just about some dude trying to get a woman that's already in a relationship. This is kind of bad. This is awful.
Yeah, but no, there's like loads of different timelines in it.
See, I don't like that either. So actually, stop introducing that. People. And then the movie just ends.
Saying that, each line is about someone trying to get a woman.
Yeah, it's like, come on.
That is pretty bad, I'm not going to
lie. Yeah, I wasn't. Yeah. Christmas food, come on, let's talk about the best part.
Christmas food. Ah, I feel like you're Russian. No. What's your favourite Christmas food?
I mean, you got to see something Christmassy, so I'm going to go mince pies. I do like them.
No, they're gross.
I love mince pies. To be fair, the ones I make myself, I love. I make like puff pastry ones.
I just don't get the filling.
What do you mean? It's just sweet. It's not meat. It's
no, it's like raisins and stuff. Fruit,
yeah.
Yeah.
Alcohol and that in it. It's great.
No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, the worst one is Christmas pudding. I hate Christmas pudding.
I don't think we even do that in my household.
Or Christmas pudding or mince pies.
No, mince pies, my mum eats them. I think my brother eats them.
Yeah.
He eats hot cross buns. Completely different thing.
Hot cross buns. Yeah, that's the wrong thing.
Yeah, wrong season. No, my mum eats mince pies and my granddad eats mince pies, but no one else eats mince pies.
I'm not a big fan of the shop bought ones, but yeah, homemade ones are grand.
So, but this is the thing about Christmas food. Every household is different when it comes to what they do for Christmas.
Do you always have turkey?
Yeah, I mean, one year we didn't, and I had a chicken crown instead myself.
I love chicken, though. Chicken is so much better than turkey.
It's pretty good. That's the thing. Chicken, I think, is more popular than turkey in the UK when it comes to Christmas.
I thought, wasn't it becoming more popular that people would just get a Chinese on Christmas?
Yeah, but no Chinese is open on Christmas.
There's Chinese open on Christmas. Sometimes.
They're good ones,
yeah. True.
Yeah, I mean, we know the best one in Bournemouth.
No, I don't. I've never heard of it.
You eat there like occasionally. I've seen it. I've been there when you're eating there.
Yeah, you have.
But we're not going to give them a shameless plug today.
No, sponsor us.
Yeah, I mean, they already give me free food, so I don't know how much more sponsorship we can get.
Give me free food?
I mean, I might do. That's something to review in a later episode. But anyway, back to Christmas foods.
So did you ever do like, and it's not just like food, did you ever do like crack? So did you just do like normal Christmases? Like, it sounds really bad because like, I'm white. I just did Christmas normally. Is Christmas different for you?
Yeah, for reference, I'm not super white.
Yeah, was Christmas ever any different for you? Or is it just normal Christmas?
I don't know, like some years would be different.
Okay. Did you ever spend Christmas like away from the UK?
No. Always been in the UK. Okay. There was like one Christmas, it was under my last year uni, and my dad had just sold a property, so he was like, I'm taking the whole family to Las Vegas. Nice. The thing is, my grandma didn't get on with my mum.
Right.
So, and my parents are divorced, for reference. So my mum couldn't go because she had two dogs she couldn't leave in the country.
Right.
Couldn't get anyone to look after them for like 5 days. So my mum was like, I'm just going to stay here. And then my dad messaged me like, oh, if you want to come out to Vegas, I'll buy you a flight.
Right.
And this was on, so I'd leave, I think it was the 19th I'd leave, and I'd get back on the 24th.
So did you?
And I was just like, yeah, but you know what? Like,
did you go?
Mum's going to be all right. Nah, my mum was going to be all right. So I went down to Bournemouth. I just got a train down to Bournemouth. And I was like, all right, I'll hang out with you.
Did you go to Vegas, though?
Yeah, everyone else went to Vegas. It was just me and my mum.
Aw. That's kind of sweet.
Nah, just being nice, isn't it? You
spend time with your mummy.
Nah, I just don't want to be alone in the Christmas period, that's good, mate.
Yeah. Solid choice.
But the best bit about Christmas is my dad's cooking, because it is phenomenal.
So what's your...
And like, yeah, some years he like mixes it up. Like one year he did like a whole, just like a pick and mix starter.
Oh, that sounds good.
So we had like Chinese spring rolls. We had skewers.
I'm doing Christmas wrong. I need to come to yours for Christmas.
Yeah, I think you can come to mine for Christmas.
Just rock up to yours for Christmas.
I don't think we're doing Christmas at mine this year. I think we're just going to like... make nibbles.
That's the best though. That's like, we always do like Christmas Eve and like during like the day before the massive ass meal, we always do like just cheese and crackers and little nibbly bits.
What do you do at Christmas actually? Because you're with April, your wife. Do you not go to like family?
No, we tend to avoid family. Family is a little bit messy. Everyone seems to hate each other, but we're kind of like in the middle, so we like everyone.
Yeah, that's like family, isn't it?
So rather than like make it, oh, we're going to go see someone and someone else gets annoyed, we usually like pop down just after our birthday. We go home, go back to where we're from and go see family and stuff then, rather than like going to someone's house for Christmas Day. It's always just easier just to...
When is your birthday? It's in January.
Beginning of January.
It's not too bad, like.
So me and my partner, we just spend it together. It's always really nice. Sometimes my mum comes and visits, but not this year. It's just me and April this year.
So what do? Do you cook like a whole? Do you do a roast? Of course,
we do Christmas dinner. Like, it's just lots of leftovers.
Your flat is not massive. Like, I just have like...
It's not, but who cares?
There'd just be everything everywhere. So I'm just, I don't know. I always like when I was with my last partner, we'd do Christmas dinner prior to Christmas because we'd probably be apart.
Okay. Oh, that's kind of a good way of doing that.
So like we'd cook a meal, just sit and just get absolutely trashed on food. Not on alcohol, we didn't drink, but.
Yeah, we did as well.
Pigs and blankets. Oh. That is my favorite thing. 100%.
They just go down so easy. You're like, and another.
I mean, I buy like 6 or 7 packs and I'll just sit there and eat them.
Mine used to be sausage rolls, you know, like the little sausage rolls. I could just eat and eat those.
Dude, that's what you need to do, a Christmas sausage roll.
I love Christmas sausage. Dude, I love sausage rolls.
Dude, I'll make it with you. We'll make our own pastry. We'll do it.
Also, I'm just giving flashbacks of like that Have you ever seen Ghost when they're like making the pot?
Me and you making a sausage roll. Yeah, but I'd be in the front because I'm the shorter one. I think I want your girthiness behind me.
Oh, Jesus. So what's your favourite food?
My mum normally buys sausage roll. My favourite food in general
Christmas food.
Oh, it's pigs and blankets and then beef.
Beef.
But it has to be done right. Like,
beef's a good choice as
well. Like fucking around. Like, I don't like fat. Like, chewing fat that's not been cooked properly. So beef is always like a weird one for me because you've got a real nice fat cap on it. If you render the beef nicely, and like sear it off and get the fat nice and like grilled, because you want to bite into it and you want it to be like butter. That's exactly it. And then I'd agree, yeah, sausage rolls. Sausage rolls. My mum always buys sausage rolls from this like former colleague of hers that makes them for like gastropubs.
That sounds good.
And they are the length of my forearm. And I will sit and I will smash that.
I mean, I know it's a bit like Sunday dinner-ish as well, but roast taters, mate. Roast potatoes are so good.
Yeah, but it's nothing without a gravy. True.
Although
you need a gravy.
People who don't like gravy, I don't understand. But there's a few like YouTubers and stuff who I've watched who are like, oh no, gravy's disgusting. It's just meat juices. And I'm like, well,
yeah, exactly. That's a bit of it.
That's where all the flavor is, mate.
American gravy's different though, isn't
American
it?
American gravy.
Yeah, they do a white gravy. It's more like a bread sauce.
I mean, I like bread sauce.
But like they do like sausage, so it's got bits of sausage in it.
I mean, this is British YouTubers, by the way, not American. But yeah.
Gravy is amazing. Gravy is the best thing.
It's so good. And there's, you know, chicken gravy, veg gravy, beef. There's so, I think he was saying the grossest gravy is KFC gravy. And I was like, you need to leave.
Oh, no.
You need to actually leave.
Best thing ever. If you go to KFC and you don't get gravy as a side, there's something wrong with you.
Like, chicken with a sauce that tastes like more chicken. Like, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, I drink gravy. I have no cares in the world. If there's gravy left, I'm drinking it. Like,
just
I have cholesterol like a 98-year-old man, but
just end of Christmas dinner and there's like the big jug of gravy and you're just like, is anyone finishing that?
No. Only KFC gravy. Only KFC gravy.
What about
gravy?
If someone brings a jug of KFC gravy?
Oh, I'd sell it. No man's time. I've just got
KFC gravy.
You judge me, but
I don't judge you, mate.
That's a welcome opinion there. That's not even controversial. That's just standard. Speaking of KFC, in Japan,
Christmas.
Their Christmas dinner is KFC.
I mean, that's a good thing to be doing, like.
Who came up with
this?
And who do we send the medals to? My family said, oh, we're just going to get KFC for Christmas. Just get like 100 pieces. I was like, all right, let's go.
It's not a bad thing. Like, KFC chicken's solid.
And they do mash and vegetables there, I'm pretty certain. So it'd be like an actual dinner.
But the UK, no vegetables. Oh, no, sorry. You get a sweet corn.
Yeah, or coleslaw. That's vegetables, isn't it?
I guess so, yeah. Yeah, it's just chopped up, isn't it?
Chips.
Like, chips are vegetable?
No, I want the mash, I want the gravy, I want like vegetables and then
some
chicken.
America do biscuits. Well, biscuits, they're like scones or bread or something, right?
Oh, dude, if you ever go to America, go to a place called Red Lobster.
Red Lobster, why?
Their biscuits are phenomenal.
They're like scones or something, right?
Actually good. Yeah, but like savoury. So the ones they do there are like garlic and cheddar.
I mean, scones aren't exactly sweet in the UK. They just whack some raisins into some dough. Like,
I don't get the hype with them. I don't like raisin ones, though.
I'm not a big fan, to be honest.
But there's like big debate in the UK. Do you put the cream on first or do you put the jam on first?
No, the big debate in the UK, is it scones or scones? That's the first debate.
I think it's scones.
Yes.
No, but I've seen some like apparently northerners put the jam on last and put the cream on first and southerners put the jam on first and the cream on last.
Right,
hey,
Just butter it, put some jam in it.
Just put jam on one side, cream on the other side, and just fucking whack it together. Does it matter? It all becomes mushy in your mouth.
And also, it's so dry.
It's so dry. That's why you need a little cream and jam. Because it's fucking disgusting.
That's why you need tea as well.
You need a drink. You need like two different like lubricants for it. Just to help it get
I don't see the appeal in it.
It's like, also like that sweet that like
attracts
lots of people. There's like they have to have a health warning. It's like, is it mochi? The sweet, the it's made of like rice and that. It's like
mochi.
Yeah. There's a health hazard on it. A bunch of people like choked to death on them.
Oh, sweet. Is that like
dough? Yeah, they're like little dough, but like sometimes they put stuff inside them, right? Like black bean paste.
Yeah, like red beans.
Yeah, sorry, yeah, red bean.
Black bean paste is savory, but.
Yeah. Well,
you put that's red bean
paste. And like, oh, like I think I've seen like mochi. Was it the fucking like tea flavored and stuff? But.
Yeah, matcha mochi.
That's it. So like.
My favorite thing to do, speaking of paste and red bean. So whenever I go to Chinatown with someone that is definitely not of the same ethnic group as me, I always get the chili oil in the middle of the table and I go, oh, you need to try this. It's sweet red bean paste. And I remember I was with my ex's sister and she's like not a spice person at all. Right? She dunks a whole chopstick in it and just laps it up. And I was like, oh my God, no. I thought you'd dab it. I didn't think you'd go that much into it. She's like melting. I'm like, oh my God. Actual. My bad.
But yeah, apparently a bunch of people have like choked to death on them. But surely that should be the same for people in the UK with scones.
What, choking on them?
How do people not choke on them? They're going to...
It's just so dry.
So dry.
It's like sand in your mouth. But I suppose if you like baked it yourself, it wouldn't be as dry, would it?
True, I guess because the store-bought ones have all that like preservative crap in them. But I've had I've been to Cornwall and that, and I actually had like scones and tea and the whole
fresh one.
Yeah, it's just I don't know, it's just not great.
That's not my thing. But then again, I'm not massively into like sweet cakes and stuff. My favorite cake is a lemon cake.
So if we go from like one really British thing to another, are you a fan of crumpets?
Yeah.
But American people always ask me, so what is a crumpet? I'm like, I don't know. You just put butter on it and it's amazing.
No, you've got to put Marmite on it. It's got to be Marmite.
We were talking about this with a friend, right, the other day. We were like, you need to put Marmite on a crumpet. That's like next level. And then to level it up again, you put some cheese on it. And then if you want to...
I don't know about cheese. I'm not a cheese Marmite
guy.
And
then if you level up again, you want to put an egg on that. And that's where it's like, that's where I'm at. It's so good.
I don't know about that. I don't know. You lost me. I'm just buttering Marmite on a crumpet.
Any day. It's so good. But
when it seeps into the holes, but you got to like over butter it, over Marmite it. Yeah, you got to bite into it. It's got to drip down your chin.
That's the champion, right? Crumpets are so
good. Crumpets are amazing.
It's so good. So good.
Better than toast in certain circumstances.
Oh, yeah, I think so. Definitely.
The thing is, toast, I could just eat so much Marmite on toast.
I love Marmite on toast. Right, we've got.
But when it comes to
losing the Christmas theme,
we're not. We'll bring it back.
Yeah, Marmite and custard with Christmas thing.
No, this is the show where we just go off on tangents.
No direction.
We'll eventually bring it back, but it's just tangents.
We'll get back there one day.
Yeah, I mean Christmas food wise.
I think we're done with that. Do you ever remember, like...
Really? I think we've got so much more to talk about.
Christmas food, do you reckon?
Yeah. What's your favourite Christmas dessert?
I mean, it's probably mince pies. The thing is, like, mince pies, I love mince pies, dude.
See, mine's apple crumble and custard. That's
not really Christmassy, is it? But apple...
we always have it at Christmas.
Okay. Yeah, I guess because it's very subjective what people have. Yeah, okay, apple crumble and custard is, like... It's properly elite. It's so good.
I even went to my ex's house for Christmas one year and we had apple crumble and custard. So I was like, this is definitely not just a me thing.
I mean, I my family have always been Christmas pudding and custard, and I can't. I just
that's, Christmas pudding is so weird.
It tastes fine, but why is it so? I don't know how to explain. It's like thick. It's just,
what about panettone? That's Christmasy, right? Panettone is
quite nice, to be fair.
Is it Christmas?
Yeah. Well, it's in the UK. Everyone buys them in the UK.
It's like a gift dessert, though, isn't it? It's not, if someone invites you over for Christmas, you bring them a panettone. It comes
in a big box.
Yeah.
Here's a cake in a box.
How long has this been sat here?
I don't know. I got it last year sometime.
Yeah, they're just weird. I mean, one thing about Christmas food, right? Gift food. We'll move on to gift food. Everyone always gets Quality Street.
Yeah, Quality Street's good. Quality Street or Roses? I think I edge on the side of Roses. Most?
No, Quality Street for the coins, man. The ones that like break your teeth out.
I hate those, dude. What's wrong with you?
Why?
Why do you want the coins?
Well, they got the pink fudge. The fudge is amazing in there.
The ones I don't see the point of is is it Heroes and Celebrations?
Oh, no, Celebrations are a banger, but you've got to have someone in the family that eats Bounty.
That's me. I love Bounty.
Yeah, see? Think then. Me, it's like, that's the last one to go. I'm more of a Milky Way but kind of guy. The problem
is those sweets you can get all year round, whereas Roses...
Yeah, but it's like having them in a selection box.
Yeah, but Roses you can't get anytime. Not from a supermarket anyway.
Pretty certain you can find them.
Probably like online, but like not in like a store. That's like the...
I get that.
Is it like the orange fudge ones? Like the squidgy orange ones and the squidgy like strawberry ones? They're so good.
I went to... Saying that, actually, I went to a Cadbury store and you could buy Roses and Quality Street.
Oh, what are you doing to me, mate?
But like individuals. You can get like... individual sweets, so you can like pick a mix just from Quality Street and Roses.
I don't know why I've just immediately thought of this, but we started talking about chocolate, and the one chocolate that really annoys me that they don't have in the UK is peanut butter M&Ms, because they're so good, dude. So
too much.
I love peanut butter M&Ms.
American M&Ms, too much. I'll tell you what, I'll put an order in for you and I'll see if we can get you some.
I love peanut butter M&Ms. They're so good, dude. But yeah.
I mean, no, but if you think about it, back to the point of like chocolate, Roses and Quality Street, I think they were invented for Christmas.
What about Ferrero Rochers?
I'm not a fan. What? I don't like hazelnuts. Okay. I don't like nuts.
You don't like nuts.
First innuendo.
I do. I like Ferrero Rochers. They're quite nice.
My brother yams Ferrero Rochers. Like, there's no tomorrow.
Yeah, so it's my issue. It's like, I'll do, you know, once you pop, you can't stop. That's me. I can't stop. You just buy like the huge trays of them. I'll just sit there and eat them all. But they do like a snowball one now. It's just like desiccated coconut in it. That's pretty good.
Oh, so you're into like coconut and stuff?
Well, of course I am. I like Bounties.
Yeah, this is one thing I'm going to have to disagree with you here, and that's, I think, fine. Most people,
yeah, my
do.
My wife hates anything coconut.
She's a normal human being, Dave.
Sorry. I mean, I don't like just eating normal coconut, if that makes any difference.
This is one thing I don't get right. Coconut water. Who drinks that shit?
People like buy a whole coconut, don't they, and then drink the water and eat the inside of the coconut. The first time...
I thought you'd at least drink like the milk out of it. You wouldn't drink like, wait, is coconut milk come from a coconut?
I don't know.
That's like the best part of a coconut.
But my problem is, right, the first time, so I've had desiccated coconut and Bounties forever, like from being a child, always loved them. And then the first time I ever saw a coconut and tried the liquid that's inside, it being water or whatever, disgusting, absolutely disgusting.
It's absolutely grim.
And then I tried the white stuff, but expecting it to be like desiccated coconut. It is not. It's disgusting.
They're not?
No.
I thought you just shave that and it's like the same.
No, it's not sweet. It's nothing. It's awful.
Ew.
It's not sweet. It's what, just though. Like bland white.
I don't like coconut, but I like anise biscuit, which is coconut.
Oh, anise biscuits are so good. Yeah.
Yeah, I think anise are nice biscuits, though.
Let's not. Let's it's one of
those controversial things. Right, so Dave, what are your plans for Christmas?
What, this year?
Yeah.
To get fatter.
Well, that's everyone's plan.
I don't know yet, actually. I mean, it's just going to be me and the wife, so I'm planning.
Yeah, but what have you
bought?
What have you bought? Like,
I bought nothing.
Do you not buy Christmas presents for each other?
This is the first year we haven't. But
yeah, but the thing is, you live in a studio, so how are you going to hide stuff?
Well, we've managed it. We have managed it. But like, I think like the last few years, we ended up buying like a lot of like Pokemon plushies from Japan and stuff.
Okay, that's
yeah.
Fair.
So they take a little while to come, and like they're fairly easy to hide. But yeah, we've avoided. We're not really doing Christmas because we spend like we're looking for a house and stuff. So giving it a bit of a skip. We bought presents for other people, just
not for each other. Speaking of Pokemon, right?
Oh, God, here we go. Here we go. Here's my subject.
this is a Christmas related Pokemon.
Can I just
say
something? Is it an episode of Incoming Discussion if we don't mention Pokemon or Always Sunny?
No, not at all.
Go on.
I am actually going to play Pokemon after this.
What are we saying? Go.
Okay. So, 1 year, this was before all the hype about Pokemon cards was like Logan Paul dropping like hundreds of thousands of them to get real popular. Yeah. Well, I was with my girlfriend at the time, and she said, "What do you want for Christmas?" And I just went, "You know what? I want a Sabrina's Gengar, but the one from like 97.
Okay, yeah.
In a PSA 8, 9, or 10.
Right.
She was like, oh, okay, yeah, bought it. It was like 40 quid. She gives it to me on Christmas. I'm like, yeah, what the fuck happened to this card? She was like, well, it came in like this protective case.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
It's been PSA grade. No. It's had like some writing on it, but I didn't know if it was meant to be in the case.
No. I can see where this is going.
So she ripped out the Pokemon card from the PSA grading case thing, you know, the one with like PSA 8 on it, and
hard,
it's written and everything.
The hard case that would have took some
effort. Yeah, she ripped it out of there and then put it in a plastic little sleeve.
My God.
And I was like, you've got to get it regraded
now. Undid the grading.
I mean, great Christmas present, but still, Jesus.
Oh yeah, I've been chuffed a bit, so that, to be fair. It's probably worth
it. Yeah,
it
was
now,
like PSA 8 as well. It was worth like, I think 400 quid last time I checked, and she bought it for like 50.
Yeah, I don't mean, the thing is, I won't sell my Pokemon cards. I've got quite a lot, but I don't want to, I like them.
Nah, I'd only probably, if I had like a full collection and it was like a collection I wasn't that keen on, I'd probably sell it.
Yeah, I have like a couple of master sets, but I don't want to sell them. I bought them because I like the cards and I like the sets.
What about the duplicates? That's my one thing.
I mean, I have like a freaking box of duplicates. I don't know what to do with them.
Probably sell them.
You can only, like, personally, you can only really sell the kind of like the reverse holos because they're worth like a couple of quid each, maybe. And then anything above that, so like holos, full arts, EXs, all that stuff, you could sell. But if it's anything to do with like normal common cards, nobody's going to want them.
Yeah, but some people don't have them, and what if they're going for the master set?
True, but you could literally just buy like a few booster packs and you'd probably be quite close.
Yeah, that's the issue with Pokemon cards though, and like collecting anything, you're always going to get so many duplicates.
Yeah, and then there's nothing to do with the duplicates because no one wants them. Yeah, it's just a waste of card.
I don't know, I find like the whole concept of Pokemon cards, like the grading system they use, so like I thought they all came out uniform.
Right.
They do not.
No, basically.
No. Like, borders are different.
It's not even just that. So, you know, like, there's the newer cards. They have, like, different, like, holographic styles. Right.
Yeah.
So, if you get ones with, like, say, one complete swirl of a certain holographic on it, which is quite rare in the print, that means it's worth more. And some people have like two swirls of holographic. You have to look it up. Trust me, they're worth more if they've got these like more of these like the holographic style on them, like so stars, swirls, like you, trust me, they're worth way more. It's crazy.
Right, best Christmas present you ever received.
So my parents are quite poor, so I know they went to like an extreme effort to get this for me, but they got me do you remember the Pokemon Game Boy Advance SP, the little like square SP, the Game Boy Advance?
The flip one.
Yeah, the little flip one. They got me one of that with Pokemon Ruby and Sapphire, which I fucking loved.
Dude, those are class games. So I'm not gonna lie.
So good. I mean, it's no Gold and Silver, but that be said, I did love them. I loved them. I've played those for so many hours, dude.
That's probably, I think.
What was yours, man?
No, that was probably the first game I think I completed properly.
Oh, really? What, Ruby Sapphire?
Yeah, I'm kind of like, I'll get to like 98% done in most cases and just never challenge Elite Four. I just run around and capture all the Pokemon. I'm just like,
Brilliant Diamond. And whatever the fuck, Pearl, whatever it's called, Shining Pearl, you have to like finish normal decks to get.
Yeah, but you have to catch.
No, you just see them. It's a bit different in that one.
Yeah, but one of them you have to get a Ditto. Like, I was reading it, so I got the egg, the gift egg.
Yeah.
And apparently, if you breed the gift egg, it gives you a different Pokemon.
Huh?
The Pokemon that comes out of the gift egg.
Okay, that's different. That's
new to me. Pokemon from the breeding is the last Pokemon in Brilliant Diamond.
I mean, I don't know how true that is, but like I finished the.
That's weird. Though.
I finished the normal decks. Looking at it like this. The normal decks is literally just you can. The only one that's a bit of a pain is the one that I gave you. Like I traded. We did a touch trade.
It's in my decks now anyway.
Yeah, we did a touch trade. I gave him the other legendary that he didn't have. But you can go to like the library and actually... Oh, dude, we're going so far into Pokemon here. You can go into the library and see the entry, basically.
This is something you're going to have to explain to me after this episode.
Okay.
My best Christmas present I can remember recently is... So I'm a massive Star Wars nerd.
Okay.
Like, I read the lore, I read the comics.
Nerd.
I watch every little bit. Yeah. And I love collaborations with Star Wars, like clothing and stuff like that.
Yes.
So I have 4 pairs of Star Wars Adidas shoes. One from the first gen, the first release. Yeah. Which are worth quite a bit now. And then 3 from 2 releases ago, I think. I've got a pair of X-Wings and a pair of R2-D2s.
Do you even wear them?
No.
Yeah. That's my...
I recently bought a Star Wars Adidas Book of Boba Fett hoodie. That was pretty sweet.
Yes, yeah, I saw that. That's freaking cool.
But the best present I ever got, Levi's did a collaboration with Star Wars.
Okay.
And it is a Galaxy Print hoodie. That says on one arm, in a galaxy far, far away, a long, long time ago. And then the other arm is galaxy far, far away. And then the Levi's logo on the chest is in the Star Wars font.
That's cool. That's actually sick. It sounds to me, though, like £110
hoodie,
it sounds to me, though, Jacob, that you might be looking forward to recording the Star Wars episode.
Yeah, I'll talk to you about all the weird stuff.
That's all right.
Yeah, that was probably my best present from anyone for ages.
See, I remember getting the... So how old... Wait, can you remember VHSs? I know you're not that much younger than me.
Vaguely.
So I remember getting the VHS of Star Wars, the newer...
That's what my dad used to put on, and he used to freak me out.
They used to be like these gold cases. They were cool.
Yeah, my dad... was like when I was younger, he used to put on Empire Strikes Back and the Wampa, you know, and the thing is, arm chopped off and it's like covered in blood. That used to freak the crap out of me. Have you seen the Robot Chicken Star Wars?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, you know the bit where he's at the galactic space,
yeah,
like petrol station. Yeah. And it's the one with the one arm, and he's just like, oh.
I love the fact that Star Wars, like the company, or well, now it's Disney, but they were like, yeah, sure, like you can make a special like to Robot Chicken, and they did it for Family Guy as well. They were like,
yeah, Blue Harvest Moon.
They pitched the idea to, I don't know if it was like, it must have been like the Ezex that control Star Wars, but I think they had to like ask for permission and had to like say that, oh, this is their idea for the episode.
What about the Star Wars Christmas special? That's Christmassy.
I've never seen it.
I don't want to see it from what I've heard. So like, I just really don't.
Is it on Disney Plus? Like, have they added that on Disney Plus?
I think I think it is now on Disney Plus.
It's going to be terrible. It might
awful,
have to be a Christmas watch. I'm going to have to watch it, I reckon.
It's like Chewbacca's got a family or something like that.
God.
Yeah,
I'm surprised you've not seen it.
The reason I haven't seen it is because I asked my dad about it when I was younger. I was like, did you know Star Wars did a Christmas special? And he went, oh, for fuck's sake.
You're like, okay, then maybe give that one a miss.
Yeah, maybe this is a no from me.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, that's Christmas summed up, I think. I think we've gone through that pretty well.
I think the only thing we didn't mention was the infamous UK catalogs that you used to look at to like find Christmas.
Oh yeah, the Argus one.
Argus catalogs, and I think people used to
you used to go through it and circle yeah. it.
You just
Mama, there, want like, this.
Mama, I want this. I want this.
Yeah, but by the time you like gave it back to them and it got to Christmas and you were like, okay, maybe things were on Argus, you completely forget what you've circled, of course, in the Argus catalog. Yeah. And your parents are just like, why the fuck did he want this? An exercise bike.
You just circle with it. It's like a couch, anything. Oven.
I want a lamp. You're like, I want this cool like Spider-Man lamp. But then by the time it gets around to Christmas, you're just happy to get whatever.
I don't fucking remember any of it. And when you're young, you just think, Santa's bringing it anyway, so...
Yeah, you're sending the Argus catalog off to Santa.
Just this huge book to Santa.
More Toys R Us catalogs.
See, I only went to Toys R Us literally just before it shut down. It was the first time I went.
We used to go there and I used to get Pokemon cards.
Yeah, see, my wife was saying the same thing. She used to go there. She's like, she saved up her money to get like the Game Boy games and stuff. And like, yeah, you just get cards and that from there. Awesome.
That's jealous. Pretty much what happened. Now, I had divorced parents when I was 5.
I mean, I'm not jealous of that bit, but I'm just jealous of...
It is what it is,
isn't
it?
I mean, mine was divorced when I was 4, so...
But they, like, made a conscious effort to, like, get together for Christmas and stuff. But my dad always used to take me to Toys R Us. So me and my 2 siblings, we'd all go individually. Yeah. And he'd be like, here's 150 quid, just put whatever you want in the trolley.
Fuck yes. Dude, that sounds awesome.
I'd just be like, that's like action figures. Pokemon. Legos. I'm like, yeah. Pokemon plushies out of the wahoo. Back to then, I was like, 150 quid is like a lot
you
of money.
You hit the jackpot when it's 150 quid when you're a kid.
Yeah, you're like, I'm minted. That's it. I'm
made
done.
It. Like, I can up. Retire now.
I'm clear it out right now.
Retire now.
And then you're like... You spend all the money, and nowadays I'm like, I could like spend 150 quid in like 2 seconds.
I mean, you could spend that quite easily on a night out.
I think I did. Yeah, see. My mates do. I think I spent like 180 quid.
See?
Yeah, but I don't. That's the thing. When I was younger, it's like, oh, this is where all the money's going into. I can see everything. And now I'm just like, where did it go?
When you're younger, like you spend 150, like now you spend 150 quid in a night. But then that 150 quid, those toys would like, and those like presents or whatever, those would last you for like, what, 3 or 4 months? Like, you're good.
I used to get Pokemon card, dude. I used to go around and like restock all the Toys R Us Pokemon cards. Okay. And they used to come in like, so you could, when you're at the checkout, this is where all the cards are. You see like the face of the pack. And then it'd just be stacked like 30 packs high in this little plastic thing that when you slotted one out, you'd get another one down.
Oh, very nice. That sounds like one of those like oddly satisfying things.
It is.
Right. I think we're done on the Christmas now.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to Incoming Discussion. Merry Christmas.
Yes, have a good one.
Oh, I think this has been released just before Christmas, but this is for Christmas.
Lots of food. It's okay.
Have a good one. And we will catch you on the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.